staple for me.
There is stapling going on.
There is serious
stapling. It is, I've heard, therapeutic.
Was it?
But it's also cathartic because it means the show is good. And yeah, so we've got various things being stapled onto this, these flyers, as seen on Edinburgh Nights.
Yes.
And this is called Big Berg, and I'm talking to...
My name is Eleanor Westbrook.
Now tell us about the show.
My show is a physical theatre-y clown, one-woman adventure to the South Pole. Exploring why people take great risks in this life and adventurers like Ernest Shackleton, Robert Scott, etc. and my response to those stories.
Now, as we invent new adjectives like physical theatre-y, does that mean it's hard to nail this one?
Yeah. Yes, it's my first ever solo show at Edinburgh and I'm trying to work out what genre it is and I'm still struggling a little bit, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But it's hard to fly.
How did the show come into being?
I was having an existential crisis, which is normally how most things start. On the Kindle, it's one of the free books on a Kindle. It's Ernest Shackleton's Diaries to the South. And I was just reading them and I was just suddenly gripped by this idea of someone doing something so incredibly ridiculous and obviously incredibly dangerous and hard to relate to and doing it with such a kind of... sense of purpose.
Sorry, are you talking about the journey to the South Pole or putting on a show at the Edinburgh Fringe?
Well, it's a great parallel you asked me there, my friend, and maybe it's incorporated into the piece. It's about people going to South Pole, but it's also about that, why people do stupid, crazy things, like going to Edinburgh Fringe.
Other than money, was there a particular reason why you chose the free Fringe?
Because I've not done it before. So I suppose it is a bit related to money, but it's kind of to do with not taking such a risk that I will, break the bank. I mean, it's hard because it means I'm in a venue that no one knows about. I get 3 people a day. It's quite hard to get to. The backdrop's always falling down and the lights are exploding.
Right.
But I feel like I'm having a full Fringe experience, which I know in retrospect will be great.
Yeah. First time, but would you, if at the end of this Fringe it's all gone extremely well, would you go back to the free Fringe or would you think then about stepping into that different side of it, which is about paying for venues and booking and maybe losing your shirt?
I actually don't know yet, because it has been really exhausting doing the free Fringe, because it is such a hodgepodge affair, but it is, I'm so glad I don't have that terrifying fear of breaking my bank. And I don't know, I'm still, it's too early to say. I mean, I think if I had a show that I knew was really backed by theatres and people that understood the genre that I don't quite get yet, then you get an audience and then you get word, but I think you really need to be sure of what you're, offering and have people that are going, yes, this is really great, so yeah.
How do you make your work?
Well, it's solo, isn't it? So it's really weird. I don't know. It depends on the day. I mean, sometimes I get other people in to help me because I'm a little bit lost and tangled. But I don't know. I kind of just run around in a room on my own, maybe go for walks.
Is there a mirror?
No, I've been in all kinds of different rooms. Mirror's kind of dangerous. I do sometimes use my photo booth on my computer as a director. But no, it depends what you're doing, because sometimes mirrors are fun, but you can get a little bit lost in that. And start thinking, you're thinking externally rather than from the inside. It's very varied though, my process. Sometimes I'm just thinking, sometimes I'm running around, sometimes I'm crying, obviously.
Some physical theatre performers I've talk about that label limits them, and when they've added clown to it, it just suddenly the walls go out.
Physical theatre sounds very serious, doesn't it? And mine is funny and it's weird. But then clown is also quite a strong genre, and a lot of people who don't know what clown is would be freaked out by that word, because clowns to lots of people is not something you'd want to ever look at. So that's also really niche. It is funny, isn't it, those genres. Genres are weird though, aren't they?
What does silly mean to you?
Silly is playfulness, and to be not worried about being ridiculous and going with the flow. And silly is clown, really. You're asking me that because I am the queen of silliness on my flyer.
Yeah, that's what I saw. So I just wondered if you'd found some words to describe your own brand of silliness that no one else has got.
Oh, my own brand of silliness. I don't know. I mean, silly is a brand, isn't it? What's my own brand? Sweaty. Lots of faces. It's very much about being in the present. So, whoever's there is very much an impact upon my brand of silliness in that moment.
If you were 2 versions of yourself, would you go and see your own show?
I'd definitely go and see my own show, yeah.
And what would you tell other people?
If I was not myself, but I was myself looking at my own show, I'd tell myself the perfect selling phrase, which would be, I don't know what I'd tell myself. You put me in a difficult situation there. Yeah, me
you,
and
you've
myself.
Stopped stapling now, so I've really got you. Come really stop staple me. Again. Come on.
Yeah. Get back to your staples, yeah, damn it. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I suppose I'm asking if you like your own work.
I do like my own work, and I think I... Although it's frustrating to not know what genre it goes into, I'm also really proud of that. Because when people have come to see it, everyone's like, it's like nothing I've ever seen before, which is terrifying, but also I feel proud of that. So, yes, I would say
is
yeah.
Is it cathartic?
My
is
work.
It and is it therapeutic?
It's very therapeutic. But it's, I mean, I'm trying, it's not about me suffering, but it is definitely from a very real place. And certainly at the beginning of this experience, there is a lot of element of... my own journey and, you know, why we do stupid things like taking a show to Edinburgh and showing it to two people a day. Mm. And that became very real at the Fringe, which has been, it has been quite cathartic and therefore quite exhausting because I feel very like, woof!
Do you think you're playing differently because it's Edinburgh to, say, other smaller festivals?
Well, I've done, yes, I think so. There's a certain air of desperation, I think, that comes across here that is more powerful, no? You're like fighting harder. Mm. I did it at Brighton. It was a little bit less of that element. But there is also, that is the essence of the show, is that it changes a lot. Mm. It's very responsive to whatever's happening. So it's not a script. It's a state of mind, man.
Has it modified who you are?
This show?
Yeah, and just doing this kind of work. Do you think there's a you underneath that's untouched by it? Or is it shaping you?
Great question. I think it probably is affecting who I am, yeah. It's making me... It's probably making me, in the long run, it's going to make me much tougher.
Really?
Yeah. Because I've been very vulnerable, and I'm starting to realise that if you've got to carry on with this, either I'll give up, or I'm going to have to become a bit stronger, which, right. In a good way.
If you give up, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, great question, mate. I've got nothing left.
Leave that one hanging in the air, maybe?
That's it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally don't have any other option.
Final couple of things. What are you doing 5 minutes before you go on stage?
Often... being quite near the toilet, pacing around, gaffer taping up the backdrop.
I was wanting some sacred physical warm-up. not going on here.
One day there might be a space for a sacred physical warm-up. I mean, it's in a silver onesie, so I'm doing a lot of stretching around to flex my onesie before. But at the moment, mainly trying not to have a heart attack.
Final question. Give me a number between 5 and 18.
17.
Okay, so 17-year-old version of yourself comes to see you doing this show. What would they say to you afterwards?
They'd be very proud, I think.
Would they?
They'd be very proud of me. And they'd be like, wow, you're still going. You're still going. You're not doing anything that anyone's told you to do still.
Right. Can we just end on some stapling? As I say, Big Berg, queen of silliness.
Right, yeah.
A bit of paper going on, a bit of card here.